You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And welcome back to Miller, getting set for a boys basketball matchup here between Stanley County and the Miller Rustlers. We'll take a look at your scores so far tonight in a moment. First, let's get a look at this lineup here. First for Joey Fisher and his visiting Stanley County Buffaloes. Off the bench, you'll have Weston Prince, Kelby Olson, Blaze Frost, Eddie Duffy, Cash Richardson, Austin Boxley, Tyson Peterson, Wyatt Mortensen, Noah Baldwin, and Ethan Leafgreen. Starting five for Joey Fisher and his Stanley County Buffaloes. Number two, a 5'7 sophomore, Brendan Bothwell. Number four, a 6'5 junior, Brock Zeeb. Number 10, a 6'1 junior, Caden Montana. Number 11, a 5'11 sophomore in Paxton Deal. And number 13, a 6'4 sophomore in Q Bourne. Bothwell, Z, Montana, Deal, and Bourne. They'll wear the traveling purple unis with the yellow numbers. Moving over to Coach Steve Shoemaker and his Miller Rustlers. Off the bench, they'll have Gentry Harrell, William Riesel, Joseph Baker, Isaac McKinstry, and Cole Calvany. The Miller Rustlers tonight will start. Number two, a 6-foot senior, Davin Nelson. Number four, a 6-foot senior, Trayton Anson. Number 10, a 6-foot senior, Alex Shoemaker. Number 24, a 6'3 sophomore, Isaac Hunter. And number 34, a 6-foot sophomore, Derek Brueggemann. The boys will go Nelson, Anson, Shoemaker, Hunter, and Brueggemann. They'll wear the white unis with the green numbers as we get set for another high school basketball matchup. Jordan Poole, Ted Hayter again, your officiating crew. The Law on the Field brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Ted Hayter, Jordan Poole, a couple of your officials, your Law on the Floor tonight. Scoreboards brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Earlier tonight here, the JV matchups. The boys won by Stanley County, 55-32. The girls' JV matchup won by Miller, 33-14. Emma Pugh had 10 for the Rustler girls' JV. Madison Sienga had 9 for the Miller JV. The Miller varsity wins 46-38 over Stanley County. They had 2 in double figures. The Wordles, Grayson with 10, Paige with 14. Kate Lichty, though, right there with 9. And as long as we're mentioning them all, Schlechter had 6, Colda had 7. All 5 starters chipping in. Almost all 5 in double figures as the Miller girls win 46-38 on the varsity side. And now we'll get ready for our 4th of 4. We'll have one more score to add to that here in 32 basketball minutes. They're announcing the Miller starters on the floor. And we will be ready for tip-off. Closer to tip-off here, getting set for our 2nd of 2. And, of course, our scoreboard up there, update there, brought to you by the Mirror. Brian Schuchart and Ted Hayter remind you again of the importance of good sportsmanship. So a fresh 8 on the board. We are in the center circle, and we are set for tip-off. It will be Isaac Hunter, opposed by Brock Zeeb. The tip is up, and we are underway. Stanley County will have the first look to start this game. On the wing, it's Deal. Paxton inside, straight to the rack, and Caden Montana will score the opening basket. Wasting no time, ball tipped on the inbounds, nearly turned over. Hunter finds the handle. Across the timeline, it's Brueggemann. Brueggemann left corner for Davin Nelson. Back to Brueggemann, right corner. Hunter for 3, no good. Davin Nelson almost had a hand on the rebound. Paxton Deal took it away. Deal back across midcourt. Now Bothwell right wing looking at 3. Inside it's Montana again. Off the window it rattles home. Oh, and that was Q Bourne. Either way, it's a 2 and it's 4-0 Buffs. Shoemaker across the timeline and a whistle on Montana. Cade Montana's first of the night. 7:18 left in the opening quarter here. Buffs up early 4-0. Inbounds to Shoemaker. Shoemaker on the dribble just across the timeline. Crosses it over and drives. Leaves it out left corner for Davin Nelson. He looks at 3, drives, blocked, and a whistle. And I think that's on Bourne. Bourne thought he had a clean block. The official disagrees. And it'll mean free throws here early on for Davin Nelson. So Bourne whistled for his first, team second. And Davin Nelson at the line. Nelson's first free throw is good. So Nelson will get the Rustlers on the board. 4-1 Buffaloes. 55 seconds into the boys' matchup. Miller girls won the varsity affair earlier. Nelson knocks down both free throws to make it 4-2. Stanley County the inbounds quickly. Down to Zeeb. Zeeb the drive. Almost had it knocked away, and I guess they're going to call a foul on Miller. Trayton Anson, I think. Nope, Davin Nelson. Nelson's first on the team, and Stanley County will inbound just a minute in. Stanley County 4, Miller 2. And the inbounds went off the hand of Nelson and then the back of the calf of Hunter and out of bounds. So the Rustlers a pretty good job defensively, but just couldn't keep it in bounds here. As Stanley County will move up the baseline a little bit, inbound again. Montana thinking about a three, won't pull the trigger. Here's a three by Zeeb. That one is off the mark. Shoemaker had a hand on the rebound, taken away by Bourne. Bourne going to leave it off, and a nice drive by Deal, but he can't finish. Shoemaker the board. Alex across the timeline. Going to hand it off out to Hunter. Hunter crossed over and fouled by Paxton, or maybe Bothwell.
That was number
two. Yep, Brandon Bothwell, his first. Third in the first minute and a half of this game for Stanley County. 6.5 to play, opening quarter. 4-2 Buffs. Inbounds to Shoemaker. Shoemaker top of the key. Screen from Brueggemann. Free throw line jumper off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Montana. To the other end. Ball knocked away. Shoemaker a steal. Alex back across midcourt. He'll stop for a three. Top of the key. No good. Offensive rebound Hunter. Let's try it again. That one's in. Isaac Hunter. Nice touch from just inside the free throw line. Looked like a little bit of a floater there. Ties us at 4. Bothwell on the wing. Up top, Montana. Montana the drive. Halfway down the paint. The jumper comes up short. Shoemaker another board. Alex back across the timeline. Shoemaker wants to go all the way to the rack and he'll put it in off the window. That'll make it a 6-4 Miller lead as the Rustlers take the lead for the first time in the boys' matchup. 5:40 to play, opening quarter. Deal top of the key, right wing now for Bothwell. Bothwell on the wing right side to Bourne. Bourne thinks about it. Pass inside. Hunter the easy steal. Hunter back across the timeline. Whips it inside to Anson who finishes. What a pass by Hunter and a finish by Anson. 8-4 Miller just across the timeline of Stanley County and they're going to get a timeout. 5:15 to play opening quarter. Rustlers on top, 8-4. We're back in 30 seconds on KOKK.
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bred heifers, Black Angus, Red Angus, Fancy F1 Baldy, A1 to Black, and A1 to Charlet. All cattle are ultrasounded for 21-day cycles. Call Tony for viewing at 605-350-0401. Cheddar Feedlot now selling bred heifers. Call them today. Again, call Tony. 605-350-0401. Go Patriots.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome back to Miller. Stanley County off the timeout here, trying to make something happen. Here's a three on the wing for Deal. No good. Montana had a hand on the rebound. He almost took it away. It ends up, though, knocked out of bounds off Stanley County. 8-4 Rustlers. Four of the five starters have already scored for Miller. 5:03 to play quarter number one. Miller again up 8-4, and old Stanley County inbounding on their end. They'll go right inside to Zeeb, and Zeeb will knock it in off the window. So Zeeb with his first two, 8-6 Miller. Hunter shy of the timeline with Brueggemann working the backcourt. Back to Isaac, and Hunter now across the timeline and a pass to Shoemaker. Shoemaker on the wing left side, drives, backs it away, turnaround jumper, money from just outside the free throw line. Shoemaker puts him up 10-6. At the other end, Bothwell driving all the way to the rack, and he is fouled. One official said out of bounds off Stanley County. Another official, I think, called a foul on Miller. And I think it's just going to be off Stanley County and out of bounds. No foul, and the Rustlers will have it. 4:32 to play in the opening quarter. 10-6, the Rustlers lead. Inbounds intended for Hunter. Knocked away by Bothwell. Oh, Hunter took it back across the timeline for Brueggemann. Pass inside, looking for Anson. Is out of bounds off Stanley County. Zeeb came flying in and knocked it away at the last second. Shoemaker will bring it into Brueggemann. Around the horn, Anson to Brueggemann in the right corner. Here's Shoemaker for three. No good. Bourne the rebound. Bourne ahead to Deal. Deal right side, drive, stops on the low post. Back outside to Bourne. Bourne trying to back it down. Pass to Zeb. The drive. How about the basket and the foul for Brock Z? Fouls on Trayton Anson. His first is the second on the team. Opportunity for Zeeb to go old-fashioned three, and he does. 10-9, Miller's lead down to one. Zeeb has five to lead Stanley County. Miller to the offensive end, holding on to a one-point lead. It's Davin Nelson in the corner. Tried to get it inside to Brueggemann. Brueggemann got tied up by Deal. Jump ball will stay with Miller. Midway point of the opening quarter, 10-9 Rustlers. Shoemaker will bring it in. Into the right corner, Brueggemann, top of the key, Hunter. Hunter the drive, halfway down the lane, pops and knocks down the shot. Hunter, nice adjustment there, using the glass. 12-9 Miller. Deal from the corner, swings it around to Bothwell. Bothwell just left to the top of the key. Back to Deal. Deal on the dribble, lobs it inside. Here's Bourne going to work off the window, and he is fouled by Trayton Anson. So that'll be Anson's second. Team's third.
Number four, Trayton Anson.
And will mean free throws for Q Bourne. 2 points tonight for Bourne. A field goal. They are 1-for-1 from the line of the Buffaloes. Bourne's first free throw here is off the heel and no good. Miller going to bring William Riesel in. Riesel will replace Trayton Anson. Another free throw here for Q Bourne. That one's up and in. Bourne with 3 points, and it's a two-point game, 12-10 Miller. Full court pressure here from Stanley County. Hunter to Shoemaker. Touch pass across the timeline to Nelson. Davin thought about a three, pulled it down, leaves it for Shoemaker in the center circle. Rustlers a two-point lead, 3:10 to play opening quarter. Shoemaker working off the Brueggemann screen, steps back for three and got it. Alex Shoemaker with seven, and that'll give the Miller boys their biggest lead of the night, 15-10. Here's Bothwell just across midcourt for Montana. Montana lobs it in to Bourne. Bourne had it knocked away, a steal by Hunter. Hunter to the other end, hesitates, now drives off the window, too strong. Rebound tipped up in the air, picked up by Zeeb. And Stanley County will control. Miller leads 15-10. Bourne from the corner looking at three. Kicks it back out. Montana for three. And that one is good. So Montana with 5 points. Back to a two-point game. 15-13. Pass ahead. Tipped into the hands of Shoemaker. He got all by himself and he missed the layup. Rebound Montana to the other end. Here's Zeeb. Zeeb the drive, fade away, won't go, but a foul, and I think, are we going to the line? Nope, not a shooting foul. Fouls on Isaac Hunter, that's his first. 2:14 left here in quarter number one, 15-13, Rustlers by two. Buff's going to check in the first reserve of the night. Here's a three on the wing. And that one is good for Caden Montana. So back-to-back Montana threes. And the Buffs lead 16-15. Here's a three at the other end. Davin Nelson came up short. Zeeb on the rebound. Stanley County back up 16-15. Deal from the corner. Finds Montana on the wing. Montana the drive. Scoops and lays it up and in. Caden Montana with 10 points, an 8-0 run of his own. And the Rustlers trail 18-15. Here's a lob to Brueggemann across the timeline. Shoemaker. Shoemaker left wing. Miller down three. Minute 25 left opening quarter. Shoemaker already a three in the game. He leads Miller with 7 points. Montana leads Stanley County with 10. Hunter from the corner. Brueggemann a deep three. No good. Rebound, though, grabbed by Davin Nelson. Davin had it knocked away. Hunter on the deck. Back outside to Nelson, and they save possession. Nelson trapped in the right corner. Back out to Isaac Hunter. Hunter in the center circle. A handoff from Brueggemann to Shoemaker. 55 seconds left in the quarter. 15 on the shot clock. Shoemaker sidesteps. Three ball. Won't go. Wanted a foul. Didn't get it. Long rebound to Deal. Deal going to leave it for Montana, who will lay it up and in. Caden Montana with a dozen in the opening quarter. And the Buffs a five-point lead, 20-15. Ball nearly knocked out of bounds. Davin Nelson able to haul it in. Nelson has it knocked away. Zeeb the steal. Zeeb the other way. He's going all the way to the basket. They will not count the bucket. But I assume he will be going to the free throw line. Fouls on Shoemaker. So the basket didn't count. Oh, that's Miller's fifth foul of the quarter. Okay. I was going to say, if the basket didn't count, how are you shooting free throws? But that makes a little more sense. Zeeb good on the first free throw. He's got a half dozen. So Austin Boxley was that first reserve in. Now Blaze Frost is the second. The second free throw is good for Zeeb. So that'll make it a 7-point Buffalo lead, 22-15. 15 seconds left in the opening quarter. Shoemaker working off the Hunter screen. Shoemaker good from 12 feet. He's got 9 in the quarter. And Stanley County's going to have a final shot. It's a deep three off the window. It's no good. And that'll do it for a quarter. High-scoring affair early on as the Stanley County Buffaloes a 22-17 lead after one quarter. We're back in a minute. 1 minute on 1210 KOKK.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Hira.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Back to Miller here. Generally, in the season opener, you don't see very much crisp play. You see a lot of turnovers. You don't see a whole lot of points scored. But Miller and Stanley County forgot this is the season opener, and they are lighting up the scoreboard. Here's another three by Caden Montana. So he's got 15 points already in this game. Shoemaker across midcourt and a whistle on Stanley County. Fouls on Brandon Bothwell, his second, team's, well, fourth of the half, I guess, but that's the first of the quarter. I got to get used to that. Inbounds to Shoemaker in the backcourt, and we're back underway. 30 seconds into quarter number two, an 8-point Buffalo lead. Brueggemann hands it off to Hunter, and Bothwell just chest bumped him. I'm not sure why, but Bothwell will pick up back-to-back fouls, and that'll be his third. Checking in for the Buffs, number one, Weston Prince. Seven and a half to play in the second, an 8-point Buff lead. Shoemaker just left of the top of the key. Leave it off for Brueggemann. Brueggemann to Hunter. Hunter sees an open lane. Couldn't lay it up. Z blocked it off the backboard. Kicks it over to Montana across the timeline. He has it stolen away by Shoemaker. Shoemaker has Weston Prince dive, tried to take the ball away from him, and Shoemaker doing a good job, can't trying to leave it for Brueggemann. Ball knocked away, and here's a steal for Miller, or for Stanley County. The other end, deal to the rack. He can't finish. He wanted a foul that didn't get called. Hansen going to tie up Prince. And I think they called a jump ball after all that. Yeah, it'll be Miller basketball as it got a little out of hand for just a quick minute there. 6:50 to play in the second. Still an 8-point Buffalo lead. Brueggemann, top of the key for Miller. Gives it to Shoemaker. Shoemaker just left to the top looking for a... Oh, wow, a deep three for Shoemaker. That one's no good. Rebound grabbed by Montana boy, and he almost gave it up. Pass across the timeline for Zeeb. Zeeb the drive, trying to finish, can't get it to go. Rebound grabbed by William Riesel. Riesel to Shoemaker. Shoemaker underneath. Hunter drives, can't get the basket, but does get the contact. And Isaac Hunter will head for the free throw line. Falls on Q Bourne, his second. That'll be the third on the Buffs here in the second quarter, but that's how they started this game. They had three fouls in the first 80 seconds, and then I don't think they committed one the rest of the first quarter. First free throw for Hunter is off the mark. So just the Montana three so far here in the second as William Riesel will check out. Rustlers without a point here in the second. Hunter a chance to change that and does. 25-18, a 7-point Stanley County lead. Here's Weston Prince across the timeline. Leave it off for Montana. Back to Prince at the top of the key. Montana right wing. Lost Shoemaker. Fires for three and he got it. Oh, they call that a two. It's a two, kids. That's a two. So five in this quarter, 12 in the opening quarter, 17 points in 10 minutes of basketball for Caden Montana. Here's Hunter from in close. No good. Zeeb the rebound. Zeeb ahead to Montana. Montana right corner back to Zeeb. Zeeb going to pop for three. No good. Hansen the rebound. Had it knocked away, but a whistle will be the fourth foul of the second quarter on Stanley County. Weston Prince, his first. And we got a timeout, Shoemaker. 5:38 to play second quarter, 27-18, Buffs by 9. We're back in a minute. 60 seconds on 1210 KOKK.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I pushed my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustment, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Miller here as the Buffs going to steal the inbounds off the timeout and everything coming up Stanley County here lately. Well, maybe not everything as Montana can't finish on the layup. Rustlers the rebound down 9. Davin Nelson for 3. No good. Rebound, though. Trayden Hanson with a nice offensive board. That'll get him another look. Here's Shoemaker out near the timeline, and he'll reset the offense for the Rustler boys. Down 9, 5 minutes to play in the second. Brueggemann now on the wing, cross court back to Shoemaker. Shoemaker the drive, the finish, pops off the heel and back out. Zeeb the rebound ahead to Montana. They leave Montana an open lane, and he'll lay it in. Well, Montana, the hot hand now, 19 points in 13 minutes. No, in 11 minutes. 4.5 minutes in the first half here, 29-18, as the scoring has slowed down a little bit here. Hunter going to pop for 3. No good. Offensive board, another offensive board by Anson. He'll go right back up, and it's good. So Trayden Anson with the first Miller field goal of the second quarter. Montana has all 7 of the Buff points here in the quarter. They get it inside to Zeeb. He lost his defender, and he'll get an easy 2. 9 for Zeeb in the first half. 31-20, first double-digit lead for Stanley County. 11 points with Shoemaker across the timeline. Midway point of the second, 4 minutes until half. Here's Brueggemann in the right corner. Derek dribbles out of the corner to the free throw line. Back outside. Shoemaker a deep 3. No good. Rebounded by Montana. Montana left wing. Leaves it in the corner for Deal. Paxton drives the baseline. Back outside to Prince. Weston looks at 3. Won't fire. Back to Montana. Montana lobs it. Deal for 3. No good. Rebound. Davin Nelson. Nelson to Shoemaker. Shoemaker across midcourt. Rustlers down 11. Double digits for the first time tonight. 3:15 left here in the second quarter. These teams combined for 39 points in the first 8 minutes of play. And a dozen here over the next 5. And we'll make it 14 as Shoemaker hits another runner. 11 for Shoemaker. Here's a ball knocked out of bounds off Miller. Anson quite able to haul it back in. Three new faces here for Stanley County. Here's the inbounds, and a quick 3 by Paxton Deal is off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Gentry Harrell in off the break for Miller. Well, number 3 is Kelby Olson. Here's another deep Shoemaker 3. That one's good. So 14 for Shoemaker. 31-25. Buffs lead is a half dozen. Here's Zeeb cross court to Deal. Paxton top of the key. Caught reaching across is Isaac Hunter. His second. Hunter's second. Inbounds down in the right corner for Noah Baldwin in off the break. And then also Wyatt Mortensen has the ball knocked away. Saved in by Harrell, but picked up by Zeeb. Zeeb on the drive to the basket is good. Zeeb's got 11 in the game, 33-25. The lead for Stanley County's back to 8 with 2 minutes to play here in the first half. Here's Shoemaker out near the logo at midcourt, but I wouldn't be surprised to see him pull it from out there. 33-25, an 8-point lead here for Stanley County. Here's a three by Anson. That one's no good. Rebound grabbed by Kelby Olson. Here's a ball knocked away. Hunter almost had the steal, but able to come over to collect it is Wyatt Mortensen. 90 seconds to play in the half. There's a nice fader by Zeeb on the baseline. He's got a half dozen in the quarter. 13 in the game. And the lead is back to 8, 33-25 Buffaloes. Here's a pass intended for Shoemaker over his head and out of bounds. So a turnover back to Stanley County. Holding things up a little bit as they'll make a late change. The wrestler's going to bring Nelson back in, bring Anson out. So Stanley County with the ball and a 10-point lead, 35-25. Zeeb cutting backdoor. Hunter there to slap that pass away. Minute 7 left in the half, 35-25 Buffs, 25 on the shot clock here as they will inbound again after Hunter knocked the ball out. They'll get it into Zeeb, and Zeeb goes right up and in. 8 in the second quarter, 15 in the game for Zeeb, and the lead is the biggest it has been for Stanley County, 37-25, and here's a foul on Brock Zeeb. That'll be his first. That'll be 4 on Stanley County in the second quarter, and they did it again. They committed 3 fouls in the first 80 seconds of the quarter, and then not another one until the final minute. Inbounds, Brueggemann out to Shoemaker in the center circle. Miller. And now we got a quick timeout on the floor because the post hole cover for the volleyball popped out, so they'll fix that, and the wrestlers will inbound. The official's going to get together real quick. I don't know if they're talking time or... So now we have free throws. Oh, because that's the 5th foul of the quarter for Stanley County. So Miller going to get a couple of free throws. Derek Brueggemann will shoot him. Brueggemann, the only starter not to score yet tonight, or if that was the case, as he knocks down the first. So Brueggemann with a make here can cut it back to 10, and he does. 37-27. Stanley County leads. Montana to the other end. Here's Zeeb, the hot hand in the corner. Montana, Zeeb all the way to the basket. Scoops it up. It won't go, but a foul is called. And Zeeb going to shoot a couple of free throws. The foul is on Davin Nelson, his second.
Davin Nelson, second personal, second team.
So 39 seconds to play in the half. Buffalo's a 10-point lead. Zeeb going to get a couple of free throws. First is up and in. Zeeb perfect from the line at 4 out of 4. He's got 9 in this quarter, 7 in the opening quarter, so he's got 16. Montana's got 19, and actually we'll put Zeeb at 17 as he just knocks down his 5th consecutive free throw. Back to a 12-point lead for Stanley County. Miller, about 5 seconds differential here between the shot clock and the game clock. Left side, here's Gentry Harrell. Harrell looking for the finish and a double dribble called as the Rustlers turn it back over to Stanley County with 28 seconds to play here in the first half. Buffalo's a 12-point lead, 39-27. That matches their biggest lead. And now Stanley County, final shot of the second quarter here, can extend their biggest lead. Montana guarded by Shoemaker. On the left wing, they were kind of looking for a screen there. Montana lost it out of bounds. Got a little too fancy on the dribbling. And Miller will inbound with now 12 seconds to play in the first half. Down by a dozen. They'll bring it into Shoemaker. Shoemaker guarded by Montana. Alex across the timeline. Here comes Hunter for the screen. Alex the drive. High off the glass. It won't go. Hunter there to clean it up. The putback won't go, and that's it for the first half. Missed opportunities, the story of this game so far for these Miller-Rustler boys. At the half, they trail by a dozen. Halftime of the boys' game, Stanley County 39, Miller 27. Halftime show in 3 minutes. 3 minutes on KOKK.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tool Air Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Stretches Well Service is your T&L irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, Go Patriots!
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bred heifers, Black Angus, Red Angus, Fancy F1 Baldy, A1 to Black, and A1 to Charlet. All cattle are ultrasounded for 21-day cycles. Call Tony for viewing at 605-350-0401. Cheddar Feedlot now selling bred heifers. Call them today and call Tony, 605-350-0401. Go Patriots!
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Want a brand new vehicle? Need a low monthly payment? At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, it's the least we can do. Leased vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $399 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $299 a month. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do. At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
This is Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting. It's halftime.
It is, and welcome back to Miller, where the Miller boys trail Stanley County here at the half, 39-27. Miller took an early lead in this ball game. Stanley County came back at the end of the opening quarter, a big run by Montana. He went on an 8-0 run of his own to get his team a five-point lead after a quarter, 22-17. They stretch it to a dozen at the break, 39-27. The show was Caden Montana for about 13 minutes, and then Brock Zeeb would take over. Zeeb had a nice opening quarter as well. We'll talk more about that here during the halftime show. For Miller, kind of like the girls, all five starters scored in the opening half. Everybody chipping in, just going to need a little more, going to have to finish a few more in the second half of play. Scoreboard updates, of course, brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Lori and Kylie at the Mirror, offering styles for the entire family. Cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatments, shampoo sets, eyelash extensions, hair removal. What are you looking for? Lori and Kylie at the Mirror to serve you. They're at 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. They do accept walk-ins. For an appointment at the Mirror, you can call Lori at 605-883-HAIR or call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. That's the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Taking a look at some scores from earlier tonight, we have JV scores for Miller. Stanley County beat Miller in the boys' JV game, 55-32. Miller's JV won the girls' game, 33-14. Miller girls' varsity defeats Stanley County in the earlier matchup, 46-38. And here at the half, the Stanley County boys leading Miller, 39-27. Falkton comes up with a win tonight over Wessington Springs by the final of 43-37. And Iroquois Lake Preston dominating Oldham Ramona Rutland with about 7 minutes to play. Iroquois Lake Preston leading 57-26. See if there's any boys action tonight. Freeman Academy Marion leading Mitchell Christian 47-40 after three quarters. Falkton and Wessington Springs getting ready for a boys matchup. Kimball White Lake leading Mount Vernon Plank 45-42 with 4 minutes to play. St. Thomas More got a win tonight over Warland, Wyoming 51-50. The final in that one. Not a lot of scores to pass along. Of course, the Tigers off tonight, and I think that'll just about fill out the scoreboard there. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Halftime here in Miller, Stanley County's boys leading Miller 39-27. Back to the studios for 2 minutes. We'll come back with your individual scores, and we'll be about ready for a second half of basketball. Again, Stanley County leads the boys game 39-27 at halftime. Back in 2 minutes. 2 minutes on KOKK.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Stop into Shooter Saloon in Wolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
First half, look at the numbers here for this boys basketball matchup. Stanley County comes in, season opener on the road here at Miller. Three players have scored in the half. Q Bourne put up three. He was one of two from the line. But the story has been Brock Sieb, the 6'5 senior, 17 points in the first half. He had 7 in the first, 10 in the second. He's 5 of 5 from the line, and he's not even the leading scorer. That'd be Caden Montana. Montana hit 3 threes in the first half and went for 19 points. So they combined for 36 points in 16 minutes of basketball. Buffs score 39. They go 6 of 7 from the line, and they lead by 12. For Steve Shoemaker and his wrestlers, all 5 starters scored. 2 apiece for David Nelson and Derek Brueggemann, all from the line. They're both 2 of 2. Isaac Hunter, 5 points for the wrestlers. He's 1 of 2 from the line. Trey Nance had put in a two in each of the first two quarters. He's got four. And Shoemaker leads the Miller Rustlers. Alex has 14. He knocked down a couple of threes in the half. Miller scored 17 in the first, 10 in the second, 27 in the half. They go 5-6 from the line. And they come out of the break trailing by a dozen as we get set for a second half of boys basketball. Live from Miller here on KOKK. Also, of course, live on the web. You got video action. You got audio there. Go to HeronRadio.com. Get the scoop on that. A bunch of ways to check out Dakota Sports. Getting ready for the second half as Stanley County going to inbound. We'll bring it in and we are back underway. Top of the key, here's Montana. Drives on Shoemaker. Lost it on the way. In fact, I thought traveled, but just ended up losing it out of bounds. Stanley County going full court pressure here as the Rustlers had kind of a tough time with it in the first half. Hunter, Shoemaker. Shoemaker hassled by Deal, and they'll call Paxton Deal for the foul.
First foul on the 7:45
left in the third, just underway in the second half. Lead of a dozen. Here's a ball poked away from Shoemaker by Bothwell, but Alex able to collect it. Shoemaker out near the timeline. Screen from Hunter. Alex all the way to the rack and scoops it up and in. Shoemaker determined to put it down on that one. He's got 16. Lead is back to 10 for Stanley County. Bothwell on the wing. Inside for Bourne. Gives it back. Bothwell high off the glass. Too strong. Rebound Anson ahead to Shoemaker. Long lead pass for Hunter. Nice dish there. Hunter tried the reverse layup. Knocked away by Zeeb. Kicked over to Deal. Paxton trying coast to coast. He can't finish. Montana there to clean it up, but he stepped out of bounds. And Miller will inbound. A minute gone in the third. 39-29. Buffs lead by 10. Shoemaker ready to bring it in for the Rustlers. Full court pressure again. Stanley County has caused a little havoc for the Rustlers with this full court press. Here's Shoemaker across midcourt. Brueggemann. Brueggemann finds Nelson, who flips it inside to Anson. Anson triple-teamed back outside to Hunter. Now Shoemaker just right at the top of the key. Montana comes out, and he's going to get a foul. Oh, actually, that's Bourne. And it's his third. Second of the half here. Second of the third quarter, I guess. Brueggemann ready on the inbounds. Will bring it into Shoemaker in the backcourt. Brandon Bothwell out to defend, and Buffs have ratcheted up the defensive intensity a little bit here. Shoemaker, another drive, and another one off the window. 18 for Shoemaker. Here's a drive by Zeeb, and Zeeb got pulled down by Anson, pulled down kind of hard. Coach wants a technical, but I don't think he's going to get it. I don't know if he might possibly get a flagrant, I guess. The officials are talking it over. And Zeeb got pulled down, and he's just kind of slow to get up. Came down on that one arm. Joey Fisher having a word with a couple of the officials, but he won't get any definitive call that he wanted.
Third personal, first team.
The foul's on Davin Nelson. It'll be his third. And Zeeb going to get a couple of free throws here. 39-31. Buffs by 8. 6:20 to play third quarter. First free throw for Zeeb is short. He was perfect to that point. Now 5 out of 6. The team is 6 out of 8. Zeeb ready for his second. Airborne, and that one is no good. Offensive rebound, though. Montana can't hit the putback. Rebound Anson, and here come the Rustlers. It'll stay an 8-point lead, and here's another foul on Bothwell as he bodied up Shoemaker across the timeline. So Bothwell will pick up his fourth. That'll bring Weston Prince back in off the bench. As I don't know, maybe that's the strategy. Come out and just absolutely body them the first minute and a half, 2 minutes of the quarter. Ring up your fouls right away. And then just kind of back off a little bit. Shoemaker all the way to the basket. Here's another foul. And he's going to shoot some free throws. Fouls on Brock Zeeb, his second. Fourth on the Buffs here in the third quarter. So 6:05 to play in the third. And the Rustlers almost in the bonus. Shoemaker is good on the first free throw as the Rustlers just kind of quietly, slowly inching back into this one. It's a 5-0 run to start the third. Stanley County has not scored yet here in the third quarter. Shoemaker will knock down both free throws. A half dozen to start the third. He's got 20 in the game. And now is the game's high scorer. Deal driving baseline. Ball knocked out of bounds by Hunter. Well, Rustler's biggest deficit was a dozen, and that would be to start the second half here. Chipping away, a 6-0 run. Inbounds, Montana wants a deep three, and boy, that one came up way short, and it was because Shoemaker fouled him. So Alex will pick up his second, and Montana will get three free throws. Oh, maybe it's just two. First free throw is good. So Montana now 20 points to match Shoemaker. Buffs are 7 out of 10 from the line. That was Montana's first attempt. Second is up and good. And Montana will get one more. 21 on the night for Montana. Lead is back to 8 for Stanley County. Montana good on all three. 42-33. Buffaloes by 9. 5:45 left in the third. Shoemaker the backcourt. The inbounds, and they trapped him. Now they got Anson trapped at the timeline, and now Zeeb is going to get a technical. Because he spun Davin Nelson around and kind of pushed him into the scorer's table. If he doesn't get a technical, it'd be a shame. Maybe they'll offset technical somehow. I don't know. We'll see. Zeeb is definitely going to get one, though. He slammed, kind of pushed Nelson into the scorer's table.
Technical foul number 4, Brock Zeeb.
Yeah, it'll be Zeeb. So that's his third. That's the fifth on the team, too. So Shoemaker's going to get a couple of free throws here. The Buffs are getting Blaze Frost up off the bench. His Shoemaker is no good on the first free throw. So 20 for Shoemaker. He's 2 out of 3 from the line. The team's 7 out of 9. Shoemaker's second is up and in. So 21 for Alex Shoemaker. The technical foul results in a couple of free throws. Zeeb is going to come out with his third personal. And Joey Fisher's having to talk with the officials about what constitutes a technical foul. And he must have got what he wanted to hear because the Rustlers back underway. Rustlers with possession after the tech. An 8-point Stanley County lead, 42-34. Here's Hunter to Shoemaker. Deep three, no good. Anson thought he had the rebound. Davin Nelson ended up with it, and I think it was because somebody pushed Trayton Anson in the back. Yeah, so Anson's going to get a couple of free throws as Blaze Frost will pick up his first. That is, however, more than 5 on the Buffs, so they're going to get Miller's going to shoot free throws every whistle for the rest of this third quarter. 5:25 still to play in the third. First free throw for Anson is good. Well, Zeeb didn't get much of a break after the tech. He is back on. That'll bring Paxton Deal out. Zeeb and Davin Nelson right away went right to the words. I don't know if it was friendly or not, but they were definitely talking about it. Anson knocks down both free throws, 42-36, an 8-point lead or 6-point lead for Stanley County. Here's Q Bourne. Drive to the basket, leaves it for Zeeb. Zeeb from 8 feet on the baseline. That one's good. Zeeb with 19 in the game. 44-36, Stanley County by 8. Brueggemann across the timeline. Pass to Anson. Anson kicks it back out to Hunter. Hunter, the drive, runs right at Zeeb. Oh, and halfway down the can, and it rolls out for Isaac Hunter. Rebounds Bourne. Bourne on the right wing for Blaze Frost. Frost drives baseline, back to Bourne. Bourne right corner, drives in, leaves it for Zeeb. Zeeb a free throw line jumper. Off the front of the iron. Offensive board grabbed by Bourne. Bourne can't hit the putback. Rebound Shoemaker. Shoemaker back across midcourt. 44-36 here. Shoemaker a three, top of the key, and it is good. What a game for Alex Shoemaker. He's got 10 in the quarter, 24 in the game. Caden Montana, 22. Brock Zeeb, 19, as we've got some. Oh, and here's Shoemaker stepping in the way of a pass. The steal, the layup at the other end is good. Shoemaker lighting it up. 44-41, Buffs by three. Midway point of the third. Fisher wants a timeout, and we'll do it too. Rustlers back to within three. Midway point of the third. We'll take a minute. Back in, nope, make it 30. We'll take a 30-second timeout. 30 seconds on KOKK.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Miller, where the Alex Shoemaker Show is on. He's got a dozen in the third. He's got 26 in this ball game. Miller was down a dozen to start the third. They now trail 44-41. Montana, step back three. Got it. Caden Montana with 25 points. He's hit four threes in the game. He's 3 of 3 from the line. Shoemaker across midcourt. Pass inside. Brueggemann looking for Anson. He's knocked out of bounds by Zeb. 47-41. Buffs by six. 3:38 to play in the third. Shoemaker brings it into Hunter. They get it back to Alex in the corner. No time for three. Montana out quickly to defend. Alex will take it to the center. Drive, stops at the top of the key, and knocks down another three. Unbelievable. He's got 29. Montana's got 25. And don't forget about Zeeb. Zeeb's got 19. The difference here, Zeeb and Montana are doing all of the scoring for Stanley County, and everybody kind of chip it in for Miller. Foul here's on Isaac Hunter, his third. Set to inbound, Blaze Frost. Frost the inbounds to Deal, back to Montana. Montana top of the key, drives, free throw line, left-hand side, jumper won't go. Brueggemann the rebound. Miller down three, chance to tie here. Brueggemann, Shoemaker. Shoemaker going to drive. Blocked at the point by Mortensen, or excuse me, no, number 20, Austin Boxley, and they'll get a whistle for that. Oh, they called it on Montana. Second on Montana will mean Shoemaker free throws. He's got 15 points in this third quarter. Make it 16. And he's got 30 in the game. Buffalo's still a two-point lead, 47-45. Shoemaker's second is up and in. This kid is on fire. 31 points through about three and a half quarters for Shoemaker. Here's a ball knocked away by Brueggemann, a near steal, but he can't get it before it gets into the stands, and the near turnover will mean a Stanley County inbounds. on the far sideline. They'll have Frost to bring it in. Frost in the backcourt for Paxton Deal. Deal left wing back to Frost. Left corner, Montana, deep three. No good. Rebound, Hunter. Hunter for Shoemaker. Rustlers a chance to regain the lead. 47-46, Stanley County. Inside to Anson. Fouled by Boxley. So Anson will go to the line with 2:24 to play in the third. Chance to tie or maybe even put him ahead. Boxley's foul is his first. Well into the bonus are the Miller Rustlers. Trayton Anson a couple of free throws. The first is good. Comes Noah Baldwin back in. Baldwin going to replace Boxley. Also getting in for the first time tonight is number 12, Eddie Duffy. Free throw here from Anson. That one is good, and the Rustlers have regained the lead, 48-47. They trailed by a dozen coming into this third quarter. Pass inside, tip nearly stolen. Montana's going to come away with it. Tried to get it to Z, but a foul on Hunter, and that's going to be his fourth. So Hunter's fourth will get him a rest. Gentry Harrell will come in. 2:14 left in the third. Miller's lead is one, 48-47. Stanley County's lead was a dozen. Here's Montana, another three. It's good. Montana nine in the quarter, 28 in the game. Stanley County back up two, 50-48. Across the timeline is Davin Nelson. Nelson trapped in the corner, gives it off to a cutting Anson. Anson, nice up and under. He gets the basket and the foul. 10 in the game for Anson. He'll have a chance here at another. Foul is on Eddie Duffy, his first. Anson's free throw is dead off the heel, no good. Anson, 4 out of 5 from the line. Tied at 50 with a minute 45 to play in the third. Here's a cross-court pass intended for Montana. Turnover. So Davin Nelson will inbound. Minute 45 left in the third. Miller has come storming back. 23 third-quarter points after a 27-point first half. And we're tied at 50. Brueggemann breaks baseline up to Shoemaker. Almost threw it away. Alex able to climb the ladder and haul it in. Shoemaker calls out the play. Montana pokes it away from behind. Picked up by Duffy. Long pass ahead to Montana. Layup good. Well, Caden Montana, 11 in the quarter, 30 in the game. 52-50, Buffs by 2, minute 5 left in the third, and Montana whistled for his third foul. So that'll mean free throws again for Shoemaker. Seventeen points in this third quarter for Alex Shoemaker, 31 in the game, and the first is good. Second free throw on the way. Front iron, and it crawls up and in. He got the hometown roll. Minute 5 to play, third quarter. We are tied at 52. Ball nearly knocked away from Montana. It was a near steal, and now it is a steal. Brueggemann comes away with it. Can't quite control it. Four players on the deck. Zeeb came away with it. Did they get the timeout? They did. So Stanley County will have the ball. With 51 seconds to play in the third, we're tied at 52. Stanley County, a full timeout. We'll take a minute. Back in a minute on KOKK.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I pushed my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Miller as Stanley County will inbound after the loose ball grabbed by Zeeb and then a timeout by Fisher. So Stanley County with the ball tied at 52. Backdoor cut. Zeeb gets the pass and executes the basket. 21 for Zeeb on the night. Buffs back up a basket. 54-52. Shoemaker just across midcourt. About 3 seconds differential from the shot clock to the game clock. Shot clock at 20. Shoemaker still on the dribble. Shot clock to 15. Alex direct in traffic. Calls out the play. Shot clock at 10. Shoemaker going to settle for a deep three. And he got it. Unconscious. Unbelievable. Absolutely improbable as Shoemaker is blistering the Stanley County Buffs. He scores 22 points on his own in the third quarter. He's got 36 in a game, and the Rustlers back on top, 55-54. Fourth quarter after a 30-second timeout, 30 seconds on KOKK.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tool Air Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Stretches Well Service is your T&L irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, Go Patriots!
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome back to Miller, and what a final quarter this should be as the Miller Rustlers outscore Stanley County 28-15 in the third. Shoemaker has gone out of his mind. 22 points in the third quarter. Add that to 14 in the first half. He's got 36. Not to be outdone, Caden Montana's got 30. And I think Zeeb's got 21. Rustlers, the fourth quarter with the ball. Shoemaker nearly lost it, nearly knocked away there by Bothwell. And now a whistle, I think, will be a Shoemaker timeout. I think Coach Shoemaker got a timeout when Alex went down, so they will now keep possession on the timeout. We'll take a quick 30-second break. How about 30 seconds on KOKK?
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bred heifers, Black Angus, Red Angus, Fancy F1 Baldy, A1 to Black, and A1 to Charlet. All cattle are ultrasounded for 21-day cycles. Call Tony for viewing at 605-350-0401. Cheddar Feedlot now selling bred heifers. Call them today. Again, call Tony, 605-350-0401. Go Patriots!
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Miller. Well, I've been doing high school basketball for 22 or 23 seasons. I don't know if I've ever seen a kid score 22 points in a quarter by himself. Led his team to a 28-point quarter. They scored 27 in the entire first half. Shoemaker had it knocked away, and then Alex trying to reach back in and take it back, and he will pick up a foul. And that's his third. So Stanley County will inbound, 55-54. Miller, a one-point lead. 7.5 minutes remaining. Plenty of ball left to be played here in Miller. Bothwell into deal. Back to Bothwell. Top of the key. Montana looks at three. Won't settle. Drives. Can't finish. Rebound Zeeb. Put back good. And Zeeb put Brueggemann on his backside there. No whistle on this. 23 for Zeeb. Shoemaker across midcourt. Ball nearly knocked away, and it is. It's out of bounds off Stanley County as Paxton Deal almost had himself a steal, but wasn't to be as Davin Nelson will inbound here for Miller. They inbounded the backcourt to Brueggemann. Brueggemann guarded out there by Bourne. Bourne has been quiet since the opening minute of this game. He had 3 points right away and just nothing going on since. Here's Montana with a steal and an open look at the basket. He'll lay it in for two. Caden Montana with 32 points. Rustlers trail by 358-55, and Shoemaker steps out of bounds as Paxton Deal employing the cheap suit defense. Miller wanted a foul on Deal, but didn't get the call as Brendan Bothwell will inbound for Stanley County right at the scorer's table. They'll bring it in the backcourt to Paxton Deal. 6:40 to play, 58-55, Buffs by three. Montana from the corner, drives, 10-footer, no good. Rebound tipped once by Zeeb and tipped out to Davin Nelson. Shoemaker, long pass for Brueggemann. Brueggemann cuts it back, drives the lane, blocked by Montana, but he got it back. Kicks it out to Hunter. Hunter the runner, too strong off the heel. Rebound grabbed by Hunter and Anson. And did they call a travel? He did. So Anson and Hunter got kind of tied up for the ball, and apparently Hunter took a couple of steps while they were sharing possession. So a travel back to Stanley County. Buffs lead by three, 6:10 to play here in Miller. Zeeb along two, no good. Rebound tipped, well, almost out. Paxton Deal tried to save it in and did. Nice steal, a nice save there by Deal. Paxton able to save it in off of Davin Nelson as he was flying out of bounds. And Stanley County will hold on to the basketball and a three-point lead, 58-55. They inbound to Zeeb. Zeeb going to work on Hunter, turns and fires, good. Brock Zeeb with 25. Shoemaker, shy of the timeline, getting absolutely hassled and cannot get a call. Here's Hunter in the corner. Brueggemann for three, and he got it. Derek Brueggemann's first field goal is a huge three with 5.5 minutes to play. Buffalo's lead 60-58. Baseline drive. They leave it again for Zeeb. This time he can't finish. Rebound tipped and Shoemaker has it. Shoemaker the other way. Just across the timeline. Long three. No good. Rebound Montana. Montana ahead to Zeeb. Zeeb lob on the baseline for Bothwell. Bothwell going to fade away. A deep two. No good. Anson the rebound. 5:10 remaining. Buffalo's a two-point lead. 60-58. Talk about performances. 36 points for Shoemaker. Montana's got 32. Zeeb's got 24. Shoemaker, another runner, is good. Put him at 38. Also ties us at 60. Paxton Deal across midcourt for Stanley County. Right wing for Montana. Montana trying to feed Zeeb inside, but they keep it out to Bourne. Bourne the drive. He tried to leave it for Zeeb. Almost stolen by Hunter. Zeeb able to muscle it up and in. Zeeb with 10 in the second half, 27 in the game. And the Buffs back up 62-60. Here's Anson's pass to Shoemaker and a foul on Bothwell. So Brendan Bothwell is going to foul out of this game. He'll foul out with 4:19 remaining. He did not score in the matchup. Weston Prince is going to come in. And I think also back on is Austin Boxley. Brueggemann inbounds to Shoemaker. Now Paxton Deal over to defend. Or is that Prince? Yeah, that's Weston Prince. Right wing Anson, right corner Hunter. Hunter to Brueggemann. Midway point of the fourth quarter. 4 minutes to play in regulation. Rustlers down two. Shoemaker the drive. The finish ain't counting, but he will go to the free throw line. And the foul's on Caden Montana. And that is his fourth, so they'll have to, I would assume, kind of keep an eye on him. He is their leading scorer with 32 points, although Zeeb right there. They got him on the board for 26. I got him for 27. First free throw is no good for Shoemaker. Rustlers as a team are 16 of 20 from the free throw line. They went 11 of 13 in the third quarter. Shoemaker's second is up and in. And that'll put Alex at 39 points. Buffs a one-point lead, 62-61. On the left wing, here's Boxley. Pass inside for Z. Back outside Montana. The drive kicks it right corner for Deal for three. No good. Rebound at the free throw line. Comes down to Gentry Harrell. Harrell back to Shoemaker. Buffalo 62, Rustler 61. 3.5 minutes to play in regulation. Here's a Shoemaker three. No good. Rebound Zeeb. Zeeb a lob ahead to Montana. Caden tried to shoot it inside. Shoemaker stepped into it and bounced it right back to Montana, so they will hold on to possession. Zeeb pops for three. That one no good. I thought it hit the wire that held at the basket, but I guess not. That would have been out of bounds. Rustlers with the rebound. Shoemaker across the timeline. 3 minutes to play. Buffalo's lead by one. Here's Hunter. The hesitation. The drive off the window. It's good. Big spot for Hunter. He's got seven. Here's a pass knocked out by Shoemaker. Almost got himself an immediate steal instead. The Buffs will inbound on the far sideline. Paxton Deal back in. Bourne is back in as well. Boxley will check out. 2:56 left in the ballgame. The Rustlers back on top. 63-62. Here's Montana. The drive. Finish off the window is good. Montana 34 in the ballgame. Oh, and here's a steal on the inbounds by Weston Prince. And Prince is fouled on the shot attempt. And that's Shoemaker. And that's his fourth.
Also number 10, Shoemaker.
So he's got four. Hunter's got four. Bothwell's already fouled out. Montana has four. Buffaloes have a one-point lead, 64-63. And free throws here for Weston Prince. First is good. Buffaloes haven't shot a lot of free throws tonight. They are 10 of 13. Rustlers, by the way, are 17 of 21. 2:45 to play. Buffalo's up to a two-point lead on that first free throw by Prince. Weston sets for another. That one is no good, and I don't know if it would have counted anyway. Did somebody step in? Either he'll get another opportunity, or it's a miss, and it's a miss. Two-point Buffalo lead, 65-63, 2:45 to play. Shoemaker wants a timeout, so we'll do that. We're back in 30, a 30-second break, 30 seconds on KOKK.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders for Burns Manufacturing in Lexington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Lexington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Lexington into your farming operation.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Looks like the only action that we've got any interest in would be Westington Springs and Faulkton. The Westington Springs girls earlier fell behind to Faulkton, lost 43-37. The Westington Springs boys are up on Faulkton with 2 minutes left in the third. The Spartan boys lead 49-37. And that really kind of the only other score directly of interest in our coverage area, listening area. Rustlers, the inbounds here, 65-63. The Buffaloes lead, 2.5 to play. Rustlers with the ball. Hunter thought about a three, wouldn't pull the trigger. Now hands off to Shoemaker near the timeline with 10 on the shot clock. Shoemaker gets the screen from Hunter. Alex the drive and an illegal screen on somebody. If that's Hunter, he's done. Although I don't think it is. I think it's Brueggemann. Oh, no, I guess they did say Hunter. So Hunter going to foul out of this ball game. He'll sit out with 7 points. He was 1 of 2 from the line. He's going to bring Gentry Harrell in off the bench with 2:17 to play. The Buffaloes still a 2-point lead, 65-63. Buffaloes with the ball as well. Here's Bourne on the left wing. 2:10 to play in regulation. Deal on the right wing. Top of the key for Montana. Left side back to Deal. Here's Bourne up top. Drives. Fades back. Long two. Won't go. Shoemaker the rebound. Shoemaker across the timeline is... Now it's Weston Prince out on the D. And they have just decided that they are going to be physical with Shoemaker and just see what he can do. And, well, he's responded with 39 points. Here's a deep three. Oh, boy, it's good again. This kid is absolutely unconscious. 42 points in this ball game. And, again, it's almost overshadowing some other awesome performances. Zeeb's now at 28 as he just gets a basket and one. Montana's got 34. So we'll see who the foul is on Miller. It is an and one for Zeeb. We're going to have three kids over 30, and one's going to have 40. Well, he already does. The foul is on Derek Brueggemann, his first. That's four on the Rustlers here in the quarter, too, so the next would mean Stanley County free throws. Buffs have committed just two fouls in the corner. So Zeeb with the extra free throw here. He's 5 of 7 from the line. Free throw is good. He's got 9 in the quarter, 13 and a half, and 30 in the game. Montana's also got 30. He's got 34, and Alex Shoemaker's got 42. Buffs by 2, 68-66, a minute 10 to play. Right corner, here's Gentry Harrell. Leaving it out for Brueggemann. Brueggemann on the right wing. Back to Shoemaker. Open, deep three. Got it. Unbelievable. 9 in the quarter. 45 points in the game. He's got 31 in the half. Here is Montana at the other end with the answer. No good, but guess who's there? Brock Zeeb for another offensive rebound. He didn't get the putback, but he will go to the free throw line. And we'll see who the foul is on. Looks like Davin Nelson. That's his fourth. So Rustlers 69 on that deep three from Shoemaker. Buffalo 68 after this opening basket by Zeeb. He's got a couple of free throws here. First is good. Zeeb 7 out of 9 on the night. Tied at 69. And Zeeb a big free throw here. Chance to give his team the lead. And it's good. 70-69, the Buffaloes lead. 45 seconds to play. Across the timeline is Derek Brueggemann. Brueggemann guarded by Zeeb on the wing. Again, they are all over Shoemaker. Shoemaker nearly had it knocked away. Tipped by Nelson back into Alex's hands. And now a whistle on Stanley County. It'll be on Weston Prince, his second. So now the shot clock is off, and the Miller Rustlers, should they want to, can hold for the final shot and possibly a win. 70-69, the Buffaloes lead by one, 30 seconds to play. Miller with the ball, and again, the shot clock is off. Shoemaker calling out the play. Here comes Harrell to set the screen. Are they going to get him on another moving screen? They did. So Gentry Harrell, the first foul of the night. It wasn't his second moving screen. It was the second or maybe third one they've called here in the quarter. So the turnover inside of 20 seconds to play, back to Stanley County. Buffs lead 70-69. Miller going to have to foul, and it'll be Gentry Harrell. Second personal foul. 45 for Shoemaker, 34 for Montana, 32 for Zeeb. Some crazy performances here tonight in this one. Montana at the line is perfect in three attempts. He will shoot a pair here, and the first is up and good. So if you think he hits this shot, it's a three-point game. You think anybody but Shoemaker is going down the court to take that three, I'd call you crazy. Montana knocks down the second, and it's all set up. Buffalo 72, Rustler 69. 18 seconds to play. Miller will inbound, go the distance of the court, and either hit a three or will lose their opening matchup here in regulation. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout. Back in 30 seconds on KOKK.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate-dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Miller. What a wild one this has been. Buffalo's lead 72-69. Alex Shoemaker has 45 points for the Rustlers, including a 22-point third quarter. He's hit seven threes in this game. Oh, and by the way, for Stanley County, Cade Montana's got 36 and Brock Zeeb's got 32. It has been a wild, high-scoring affair. So Miller down three. They'll inbound to Shoemaker in the backcourt, 15 seconds, and you could foul him and send him to the line. He can only get two, and that's what they did. Well, they fouled him. He won't go to the free throw line. It'll be Weston Prince's third. That is the Buffalo's fourth, so the next whistle would mean free throws, and that, you know, wouldn't be a terrible strategy. Threes is where they have just been absolutely lethal tonight. And that's what they need to tie with 15 seconds left. They'll inbound again into the backcourt for Shoemaker. Shoemaker across the timeline. 10 seconds, just right at the top of the key. Oh, it's a Brueggemann three for the tie. No good. Rebound grabbed. Miller's got a hand on it. It's Anson and Davin Nelson. A jump ball is called. Whose ball is it? It's Stanley County's basketball. And that should just about close out a wild matchup here tonight in Miller. They'll get it into Deal, ahead to Bourne. Bourne's going to have to shoot some free throws with 0.8 of a second left. And what a performance by Alex Shoemaker. Looks like it's most likely going to be in a losing effort, but 45 points. Kid scored 22 in the third, hit seven threes. I don't know what any of the Miller School records are, but I got to believe he's approaching at least one, if not more. Montana will knock down the first free throw. He's perfect on the night. It's 6 out of 6. Oh, actually, it wasn't Montana. It was Bourne, but Bourne's 2 out of 3, by the way, and Montana's still perfect from the line at 5 out of 5, but... That'll make it a four-point lead. Bourne can't hit the second, but it won't matter. And Stanley County going to escape the Miller High School tonight with a victory. And escape is just the best way I can put it. The final here, Stanley County 73, Miller 69. Postgame show number 2, brought to you by Gary's El Auto Glass, is coming up in 2 minutes. 2 minutes on 1210 KOKK. Thank you for joining us.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Want a brand new vehicle? Need a low monthly payment? At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, it's the least we can do. Leased vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $399 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $299 a month. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do. At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name. Same great service.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the post-game show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshield, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. It's time for the post-game report on 1210 KOKK, brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
Welcome back to Miller, and thank you, sir. This is the Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game report, numero dos. If you don't speak it to Espanol, that's number two. Our second game of the night goes to Stanley County. They defeat Miller by the final of 73-69, but what a wild matchup. This was. It was pretty close, you know, throughout. Miller, Stanley County jumped out to a 12-point lead at the break. Miller would erase that with a huge third quarter, mostly from Alex Shoemaker. Now, this was a team effort. This was a pretty good game all around for Miller. But, boy, Shoemaker was just absolutely out of his mind. He put up 9 in the opening quarter, 5 in the second. He had 14 at the break. And then he went crazy in the third. He put up 22 points in the third quarter. He went 7 of 8 from the free throw line. He hit 3 threes in the third, 6 total field goals, 3 twos as well. He finishes this game with 45 points, and they come up 4-point shy. And again, on the other side, Caden Montana had quite a performance tonight. He put up 36, and Brock Zeeb had some big shots right at the end there and ended up with 31, so some huge performances here tonight as the Stanley County Buffaloes defeat Miller 73-69. So let's take a look at your scoreboard real quick. Final scoreboard of the night, of course, the scoreboard's brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Lori and Kylie at the Mirror offering cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatment, shampoo sets, eyelash extensions. Stop in or call 605-883-HAIR. Again, for an appointment with Lori at the Mirror, call 605-883-HAIR, or you can call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. The Mirror does accept walk-ins, 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. The Mirror Family Hair Care. So here's your full scoreboard. JV level tonight. Stanley County won the boys' game 55-32. Miller won the girls' game 33-14. Varsity scores here tonight in Miller. The girls win, the Miller Wrestler girls win the varsity matchup with Stanley County 46-38. And the Stanley County boys win the varsity matchup here 73-69. Taking a look at scores from around the state, we had just a few of interest tonight. Faulkton beat Wessington Springs in girls basketball 43-37. Iroquois Lake Preston beat Old Ham Ramona Rutland tonight in girls basketball 63-34. Wessington Springs leading Faulkton in boys hoops after three quarters 52-40. And let's see, that ORR game must not have been a doubleheader. So that'll be just about it for the scoreboard. Scoreboard updates brought to you, of course, by the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown here on Postgame Report, brought to you by Gary's El Auto Glass. Let's take a 60-second timeout. We'll hear from our postgame show sponsor. We'll pass along some numbers, and, well, we'll sign off for Miller. Again, a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Gary's All Auto Glass postgame show. Number two as the Buffs win it 73-69. We're back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Miller. Gary's El Auto Glass postgame report number two. Stanley County outlasts the Miller Rustlers in what was an exciting boys basketball game. 73-69 the final. Buffs win their season opener. Miller goes to 0-1 on this young season. For Joey Fisher and his Buffs off the bench, he got 2 points. Weston Prince hit a couple of free throws. He was 2-for-2. Three of the starters scored in this ballgame. Q-Born put in 4 points. He was 2-of-4 from the line. Brock Zeeb and Caden Montana were the absolute show. Montana put up 36 to lead Stanley County. He hit four threes in this game. He was perfect from the line at 5 out of 5. Brock Zeeb scored 31 for Stanley County. He went 7 of 10 from the line. He scored 10 in the fourth quarter, and really the decisive baskets down the stretch were from Brock Zeeb. So again, Zeeb 31, Montana 36, Bourne 4, Prince 2. The Buffs score 22 in the first, 17 in the second, 15 in the third, 19 in the fourth, 73 points in the game. They go 16 of 21 from the line, and they start off this young season at 1-0. The five starters all scored for the Miller Rustlers. Davin Nelson put up 2 of 2 from the line. 5 for Derek Brueggemann, he was 2 of 2 from the line. Isaac Hunter hit for 7, fouled out late in this one. Trayton Anson got to double digits with 10. He was 4 of 5 from the line. But Alex Shoemaker, the story, 8 of 10 from the line. Hit 7 threes in this ball game. Shoemaker went for 45 points in the first game of his senior season. The Rustlers scored 17 in the first, 10 in the second, 28 in the third, again fueled by Shoemaker's 22-point third quarter. They scored 14 in the fourth, 69 in the game. They were 17 of 21 from the line and just barely lose the season opener. 73-69, and again, an amazing performance by Shoemaker with 45. And, of course, not to be overshadowed, Caden Montana with 36, Brock Zeeb with 31. Well, we got a lot of people to thank here. We want to thank, of course, Eric Norden and the Miller Rustler girls, Steve Shoemaker and the Miller Rustler boys having a quick talk with us before the matchup. Thanks to the Miller School District for giving us a place to sit, a place to watch this game. Of course, thanks to you, the listener, for tuning in. Thanks to Nathaniel, our engineer back at the studio. We will thank our sponsors in the closing billboard, but we also like to send a special thanks out to the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. They bring us the reading of the officials. We also like to send a special thank you to the Mirror Family Hair Care. They bring us our scoreboard updates. And, of course, Gary Zell Auto Glass, special thanks to them as they sponsor the post-game report. Make sure to tune in tomorrow morning on 1210 KOKK. Jeff will have all the scores from tonight's action. He'll have the upcoming schedule. He'll tell you what's going on with Dakota Sports. I know what I'm doing tomorrow. Nothing. I'm back on the mic Tuesday night for some high school hoops. So your final scores here tonight. In the girls' game, the Miller Rustlers pick up the victory, 46-38 over Stanley County. In the boys' game, an amazing performance loss for Alex Shoemaker. He scores 45 points, but his Rustlers lose 73-69. Buffs, by the way, led by Brock Zeeb with 31 and Caden Montana with 36. Some outstanding performances today, all in the opening games of their senior year, I think. Oh, no, Montana's a junior, but some pretty great performances here tonight in Miller. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of that. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports on 1210 AM KOKK and live on the web at HeronRadio.com, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Thanks for listening to exciting high school sports. We are Dakota Sports on KOKK. Tonight's coverage has been brought to you by...
Area sponsors include Shooters and Woolsey, Wilbur Ellis, Kent Clark Insurance, here on Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Ridge Manufacturing in Westington, Pastrallo Motors, Dairy Queen, Dakota Land Feeds in Huron, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, and the Real Estate Connection. Special thanks again, South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, for bringing us the officials. Gary Zalato Glass, our post-game report, and the Mirror Family Hair Care, our scoreboard updates. Miller sponsors are Coleman Beersbach and Anderson CPA Firm, American Family Insurance and Miller and Huron, Crystal Volcourt's an agency, and Miller Pump and Pack. Thanks for tuning in tonight. The Miller girls win over Stanley County, 46-38. The Miller boys fall to Stanley County, 73-69. Tune in tomorrow. Jeff will have all the scores, all the wrap-ups from tonight. I'll be back with more sports next Tuesday. And, of course, I'll be back in the morning on Big Jim, 6 a.m., and I'll be back right here on 1210 KOKK tomorrow from 1 to 4. For Nathaniel back at the studio, our engineer, for our sports director, Jeff Duffy, and for everybody at Dakota Sports, this is Matt Watson saying good night, everybody.